Pittsburgh's world-renowned Mattress Factory Museum is turning 40 years old. It's celebrating by digging out some archived pieces from decades worth of installations. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young visited the Northside Institution to get a sneak peek.
Michael Olenek doesn't love throwing things away. He's co-director of the Mattress Factory along with Barbara Ludorowski. They actually live in the museum on an upper floor.
We are obsessive collectors.
Collectors, not hoarders.
We are not hoarders.
Okay. No, they're not hoarders. It's like a beautifully curated.
You're not going to find us under the Tower of New York Times. Yeah.
When it comes to remnants from installation and performance art, they've kept some pretty odd things.
We thought, hey, these wax heads from Anne Hamilton, aren't they spectacular? Let's just put them into a box. Can we have your underwear, Kim Jones, because that was part of your Mudman performance, and we have them.
Yes, crunchy, mud-caked underwear. That was from a performance in 1990, recreating a trek through rice fields in Vietnam.
It still looks pretty good to me, I mean.
That's archivist Sarah Hallett, whose job it is to preserve these things. Olenek loves the scale of installation art and how it's experiential.
It's really nice to be able to walk into the center of a piece of artwork and not have to think about it.
This museum is known for its huge pieces, like a three-story house transformed into one giant string maze. But those installations have their challenges.
Like, where do you get 14,000 pounds of paraffin wax?
And when the show that used that wax was over, somebody came to get it. Did they use it to make candles? Nobody knows. Usually the materials just get trashed. The pieces don't travel. They're site-specific and built for the room they're in. Olenek said they didn't have a vision, just started keeping bits and pieces of retired shows.
So some of these physical things that we've kept can describe what happened, you know, within that 40-year period. You'll never see the piece again, but you'll be able to understand it on some level because there's a physical thing in front of you rather than a video or a photograph.
The archive itself is upstairs.
How do you get it open? Oh, the carpet's in the way.
It's a narrow room filled with large metal cabinets and items stacked up to the ceiling.
But this is it. We have a ton of books covered in plaster.
More than 200 pieces are archived.
There's burnt wooden boxes in there.
A Cuban artist.
Yeah. We have a foot. Where do we have a foot? I think we have a foot. Yeah, we've got a big foot right there. And, some hands.
Deeper in, and things just keep getting weirder.
These heads were cast out of a mold, and then they were paper mache'd, and then they were covered in phosphorus and, I believe, banana pulp, and so they're actively decaying.
Olenek pulls out a scale model of an old installation.
And look how beautifully it's categorized. It has a picture of it on the outside of the box.
He has a deep connection to these pieces and their artists.
Have a letter from John Cage or drawings that James Turrell did on a napkin of a project, it's just interesting. And at the beginning, you didn't think it was so interesting, but it's really interesting now.
Can age add interest to any item?
Age adds interest to all of us.
And age has certainly added interest to the building itself. It was once a candy factory, distribution center during World War II, and a Stearns & Foster mattress factory. When co-director Barbara Ludorowski bought it decades ago, the North Side was definitely not a destination. But she saw opportunity. Over the years, the museum has become known and loved by artists around the world because there are no limits here.
We basically let anyone do whatever they want to do. You know, it's literally, it's this beautiful, raw warehouse space. So if you want to cut through something, sure, let's talk about it and let's do that. And if you want to build something in the middle of it, yeah, you can screw directly to the floor. You can hang it from the ceiling.
Well, there is at least one limit.
The Mattress Factory is not going to stop making pieces. It's not going to stop collecting things. It's going to keep on going. So we're going to need more room for the archive.
But for now, they'll just keep piling up the boxes. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.